Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Recognizing the efforts made by the government of Zimbabwe since the first UPR cycle, first of all, the commendable adoption of a new constitution with an expansive declaration of rights, as well as the ratification of a number of treaties and many other steps, we have to acknowledge that many significant challenges still remain. There is credible evidence that the police and intelligence service continue to use excessive force against peaceful demonstrators, torture and other ill treatment against arrested or detainees. We note with regret that during reporting period, the Gender Commission and National Peace and Reconciliation Commission were not operational, while the Anti-Corruption Commission did not have adequate funding or technical capacity. Limited funding and a restricted mandate have impinged upon the effectiveness of the Human Rights Commission as well. Our recommendations: to cease ungrounded arrests and detentions, as well as excessive force, torture, intimidation and harassment, interference and anti-protest discrimination. To guarantee full enjoyment of the right of freedom of expression and association. To enact specific laws and policies in order to protect the human rights defenders. I thank you.